The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, we're 2 years out from the LA Olympics in 2028 and preparations are well underway to optimise Ireland's medal chances. One man who knows all about what it takes to win is Ireland's most successful Olympian, the double gold medal winning rower, Paul O'Donovan, who is on the line. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well, and it's lovely to have you with us. And I know you're here to talk to us about this new partnership between Sport Ireland and the National Dairy Council, which we'll come to in a minute. But will you tell me what you're up to? Because your weight division, I know, in the Olympics has changed, hasn't it, from lightweight to heavyweight. Is that a very big gear change for you to face into, or how are you dealing with it?
To be honest, it's not a huge gear change at all. Like, the rowing is still the same, and the stroke that you and the technique and like the training and the training program would be like almost identical pretty much. The only thing is like the weight class is gone, so you don't have to weigh in before races, you know, which is grand.
So you can eat then, more?
A bit, yeah. Well, I mean, the eating depends on how much you're training and stuff. And like, you don't want to be too heavy either, because then to just be kind of fat and excess weight might be slowing down the boat. So you would be a bit heavier come the racing day, but not a huge amount. Not too much changes because of it.
So it's not a game changer for you in terms of considering whether you would go again in 2028. You're in.
Yeah. No, I absolutely wouldn't kind of change your thoughts on that at all. No.
And what about the rest of your life, like your medical studies, UCC, all of that? Where are you with all of that side of things?
Yeah, so it is busy, and you know, like you're saying, you'd be training a lot and you know, trying to, I suppose, maintain the weight a bit more and put on muscle and stuff. And so, you know, to do that, you know, I'm very fortunate with this new partnership with the National Dairy Council and Sport Ireland, where they're providing elite breakfast for the athletes, so that, you know, you can train very hard and get your kind of dairy produce in, which is full of, you know, electrolytes for rehydration and protein for rebuilding muscle and sugars to replenish your glycogen stores. So, that's hugely beneficial, you know, going forwards towards LA, because I'm kind of, well, am I busy? I like to complain that I'm busy anyway, but I'm probably not.
What time is the first training session?
It's kind of variable depending on the day and what you're doing at work, but anywhere between kind of early in the morning and or late in the evening,
and are you,
whenever you can kind of fit it in. What I do always try and prioritise first thing in the morning is a good healthy breakfast filled with dairy produce.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Are you somebody who has to eat before you train? Because, you know, some people train on an empty stomach, which I don't know if that's wise or not.
It's all something that, you know, kind of depends on what people's goals are and what level they're trying to train at. So like at the elite level of rowing and stuff, it's very heavily endurance based. You'll be doing long hours of training. You know, if you're kind of full-time at it and stuff, like several hours a day. So like, you have to be eating, you know, a huge amount before that, you know, a mixture of like kind of protein and carbohydrates and a bit of fats as well and stuff. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, if people are kind of busy and they have kind of different training goals and stuff, like, I don't think there's a huge issue with kind of doing it, you know, faster, but then they have the opportunity then afterwards to get in their kind of dairy-based kind of breakfast for recovery, you know, post exercise, and there's nothing wrong with that then, if you know that kind of suits people and they find that they can train
and
better,
Paul,
that way.
Just with your own sporting career, did it ever cross your mind that maybe doing the three Olympics would be enough, you know, having had great success at the three Olympics, or were you always going to go for 2028?
I think I was always going to go for it, yeah. I remember being like kids and stuff, we'd heard about this guy, Steve Redgrave, who's Great Britain rower.
Yes.
But I think he'd been to like five Olympics or something, and I think he won medals at all of them, probably gold medals too. And so like when we were like 4 years old, we were like, oh yeah, we'll go ahead and do what he did. And kind of never questioned it. I kind of still, I'm going on along that kind of thought process and haven't really questioned it myself so far.
So in your mind, it's Steve Redgrave's five that you have as a target?
Well, it was, I think, since we were kids, but actually subsequently since then, more recently, there was a Norwegian guy, Olaf Tufte, who I think he's been to 7 Olympic Games, which I did, to be honest now, like, I've been very fortunate to get to 3, like, I'd struggle to get to 4 and even beyond that, but, like, that's impressive. But interestingly, he's a farmer himself, actually, Olaf, and he would have grown up, you know, drinking, you know, a lot of milk and dairy produce, and I suppose unfortunately for him, and probably why he didn't win medals at all of the 7 was that it wasn't Irish dairy and approved by the National Dairy Council of Ireland.
You're selling
and if
it
that
well,
had been
Paul.
The case, then he would have been much. He could have went to 8 or 9 Olympics if he'd been eating.
So for you,
Irish
it's,
dairy produce.
It's 4, but you'd like to get Steve Redgrave's 5 Olympics.
It's hard to know. Like I haven't been to 4 yet. I've only been to 3, I think. And like, you're getting to 4 would be very hard, to be honest. But like, I will try. Mm-hmm. But I can't make any promises on it.
The body isn't complaining yet, is it?
Not yet. Not yet. I am getting older. Are you just trying to have a dig at me for being old? Yeah?
What are you? You're in your early 30s now. Is that right?
Yeah. Thereabouts. So pushing on a bit.
Pushing on a bit, but still pulling hard. Paul, thanks so much for being with us. It's good to talk to you. And as Paul was explaining, Sport Ireland Institute have that partnership with the National Dairy Council, providing breakfast to Ireland's elite athletes.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.